Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 4th chapter, verses 27 through 45. Just then his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman. But no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" They went out of the town and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." After 2 days he departed for Galilee, for Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Ingo Dutzman from First Lutheran Church, Boston, Massachusetts.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you. I'd like to share this morning's sermonette with you based on the text in John chapter 4, beginning verse 27. This is one of the most fascinating texts in all the Bible. Here's Jesus, who, of course, is a Jew, a group of people that have great animosity toward Samaritans who are, shall I use the word, semi-Jews. This goes way back to when Solomon, his sons could not keep the kingdom together, and they went into two kingdoms, one called Israel, the 10 northern tribes, two of them called Judea, the southern tribe, Judah. And they didn't get along. In fact, the 10 northern ones started establishing their own temple at Mount Gerizim, had a different order of worship, and they split further and further apart to the point where, by Jesus' time, they would literally walk around each other's lands not to even have to associate with them. So you've heard the story probably last week or maybe a day ago concerning this meeting between Jesus and this woman. And she was curious about him talking about the water of life. And when he told her that if he drinks of this water, she would never need to be thirsty again, she said, "You give me some of that." Well, now fast forward, here she is, and Jesus' disciples have noticed that he's talking with her. And not only is he talking with a Samaritan, but a Samaritan woman. I mean, this just was not done. And they were curious about this, but notice the text says they didn't ask. I mean, they were hesitant to ask Jesus about things when they didn't understand. They'd come to know that Jesus is an extraordinary guy. And we're coming to recognize that he was not just a man. He was the very Son of God, the Savior of the world. So, the woman goes back to her village, and guess what happens? She declares that this man, Jesus, had told her all about herself. And many of the Samaritans in that town believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. And then he himself came to be with them, and in an interesting slight of the day, they ended up saying, "We now believe because of what Jesus has said, not because of what you, the woman, has said. I find that absolutely fascinating. Well, have you ever found times in your life when you feel a little slighted? Have you ever maybe thought that, on the other hand, I don't have much to contribute to the kingdom of God? I'm not a pastor, a deacon, a deaconess. I'm not a school teacher in the Lutheran schools. What can I do? Well, the fact of the matter is, you have a powerful witness. Notice, this woman simply declared what Jesus had told her, and people believed in Jesus because of her testimony, at least originally. That was enough. It reminds me of the fascinating story of what happened in the Soviet Union after Joseph Stalin took over. He ordered, of course, the church to be banned, churches to be closed, and all the rest. And on Sunday mornings, there was a KFUO-type radio program which would read from the scripture and then have an erudite professor come on and declare, all of this is nonsense. The only thing that matters is the proletariat and the Soviet system. Well, guess what happened? And the funny thing is, the rulers in Russia didn't realize this for over 40 years. What happened is, people listened to the Bible being read, and then they turned off their radio. And the Soviet system discovered they were not destroying Christianity, they were aiding Christianity merely by the Word of God. You, my friends, have that Word of God within you. I trust most of you who are listening are baptized Christians. You believe that Jesus died and rose for you, and now there is nothing which separates you from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ. You may not be articulate about this. It doesn't matter. It is it's in your heart that matters. God looks to the inward heart even more than the outward act. Where is your heart? Where will it lead you? Are there those who need to hear from you the truth of God in Jesus Christ? Is it possible that while you may think of yourself as a Samaritan woman who is not worthy to speak to people around you, you, in fact, are the very agent that God has in mind to bring the good news of Him who died and rose for you to others? They need to know what you know. They need to know the truth, that if they know Jesus, they will truly be free. He who died on that cross, who bled the blood that we could not bleed, who died the death that we could not die, who rose from the dead just as He predicted, that one, as He has hold of you in your life, is the one that you proclaim in your own way, may it be ever so humble, and I guarantee you, just as the text declares, there are those who've already done the work in the vineyard, there'll be others who do the harvesting. Thank you for your time, thank you for your energy, and thank you most of all, that you are willing to give heed to what your heart tells your lips to say about the precious Lord Jesus. In His name we stay and pray. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ingo Dutzman from First Lutheran Church in Boston, Massachusetts, for today's meditation on God's Word.